Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it so cool to be a conservative. Hey, I got to tell you guys, so one of our sponsors is the Elm Foundation. That's Elm, E-L-M. It stands for Expect Little Miracles, which is kind of cool. The Elm Foundation, they're based out of Huntsville, and their mission in life is to help folks find their way into productivity, to find their way out of, you know, sort of the, what's the scripture call it in Psalm 40, the miry clay. And so, yeah, that's a very cool mission, but they don't just do it like the government does and throw money at it and see what sticks. They're literally getting out there in the miry clay with them and helping them out. They're giving them opportunities for job skills and certification training, helping to develop their resume, finding means to stay clean and to get off the streets. And, oh, by the way, they don't just say, good luck with that. They walk through it with them, which is so cool. They have an accountability piece to their program. So, yeah, the Elm Foundation, they're a 501c3. They're based out of Huntsville. What I do love about them, too, is they also have a benefactor who pays for all their administrative costs. So if you give a dollar, $100, whatever you want to give, if you were to do that, if you were to donate to the Elm Foundation, everything you donate goes straight into their mission work because all their operational costs are already covered. That's just cool. So anyway, check them out. The Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville. Their website is ElmHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. That's ElmHSV.org. And if you wind up talking to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. You know, I didn't even hardly have a chance to look at the text line until during the last break. We got a few in there, and I got like a minute and a half to be able to talk about it. But so we got several in here, like Joe from Owens Crossroads. He just texted in and said, it was time to draw down and keep Bagram. The execution was horrendous. When that suicide vest went off in the aftermath, it brought tears to this gun pilot's eyes, he said. For two decades, he said, we carried in the back of our minds that someday these sacrifices, years away from home, friends that were lost and injured, and that day, he said, we realized it was mostly for naught. Yeah, man, I don't know. I can't quite wrap my head around the way that thing ended. You know, we had a woman called in when the news broke on my show a year and a half ago, and she began to cry on the air. She was a Gold Star mother. Gold Star mother means somebody who lost their child in war. And this Gold Star mother asked me, did my son die for nothing? And I told her, absolutely not. I told her about good things that had come out of it, and we know there are. And while the war might not have ended, it was the people in the suits, not the men and women in the boots, that made that happen. And her son's memory was not to be forgotten or diminished. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll wrap some of this up when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. You know, Boomer, I think if I had a bucket list of something that I would like to be able to do, it would be to be able to play blues guitar like that.
Yeah, blues guitar?
Just some bluesy lead. I think that would just, yeah.
I would like that or jazz piano.
Or jazz piano?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very sophisticated.
Yeah, jazz piano or blues guitar.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, before we go any further, I got to tell you guys right here on Good Friday that our good friends, ZLA Solutions, they are doing an amazing job at getting people and jobs lined up. I was even talking with some of them today. They are doing all kinds of work. I mean, they got all kinds of business and solutions they can do for you. They can help your business with things like quality control and, you know, and sorting and containment and logistics and warehousing. But their bread and butter remains, as it always has been, staffing. They can help you with temp staffing or direct hire staffing. They can find you the people, the onesies and the twosies with the special niche skills that are hard to find, or they can get you a whole shift of people. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. And like I always say, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA right now is working on a big hiring push for a major white collar provider with high tech capability up at Redstone Arsenal. But they've also got other clients like hospitals and auto manufacturing and other manufacturing capabilities. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's the website, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. And if you do, and if you get engaged there, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, because I get the biggest kick out of it when they say, well, we had another one of your people call. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I'm going to turn to the text lines here for a minute, and there's all kinds. Let's see if I can find any that I can Badger from Athens. Badger from Athens, man, just said, happy Good Friday and have a blessed Easter. Badger, you as well. Thank you, my brother. Patrick from Oak Grove, with regards to the pullout, says, Phil, you're not supposed to understand it. If you do, you'd be like Biden. Got a point. Boomer, John from Huntsville is determined to know what is our favorite Easter candy. That's kind of a random off the wall question.
I'm still the normal candy. I like Reese's cups.
Reese's cups. You ever eat the Reese's eggs?
Yeah. Yeah, those are good.
You ever had a Cadbury's cream egg?
You have to be
in the mood. No, you have to be in the mood for those.
Yeah. I can't just eat those.
No, back when I was a kid, I could.
Not so much now.
No. I might sugar out and just see the top of my head explode.
But a Reese's right cup now. Would definitely still be my go-to.
I'm a big fan peanut M&Ms.
Oh, man.
With Easter-style coloring on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
There you go. Joe from Owens Crossroads, I read his text a moment ago. Tom from Madison is brand new in the texting line. And with regards to traditions, because I did ask, and some of y'all, still, we got time, if you want to text me your best Easter traditions, things you favored growing up, you could look forward to. Tom from Madison says their Easter tradition is using the frozen ham hock from Christmas as the base for a huge pot of red beans and rice. I love red beans and rice. I am digging that one. Cynthia from Claiborne, what does she say? Oh, Cynthia from Claiborne, now we're down there in Heflin. My mom always made a delicious dinner. She made a black walnut cake that was so delicious. She took us to church, made sure we knew what Jesus had done for us, and then we had dinner and got to hunt eggs. I hope everyone at the station has a blessed Easter weekend. I really enjoy listening to y'all. Cynthia, thank you so much for that. We appreciate you too. Tony from Franklin wants to know he's back in the area. Tony, we're glad you're around, brother. Shout out to you. Looking back on the show a little bit earlier, I talked about election integrity and that state house bill. Parts guy from Albertville says, amen to paper ballots ought to be nationwide with ID. And is there not a limit to Biden's executive powers like those ridiculous transgender decisions forced on the states? Yes, we're going to find out more about that. Looks like I'm not getting to number three of the triple dipper here, Boom. Ain't going to happen.
Nope.
I'm about to jump back in. Rita from Scottsboro says, happy Easter to my favorite show. God bless. Rita, we love you. Thank you so much. And blessings on your Easter as well. He is risen. Patrick from Oak Grove says, it's Grove Oak, not Oak Grove. Okay, I'm so sorry. So Patrick from Grove Oak just says, you're not supposed to understand it or you'd be like Biden. That's the guy who said that a minute ago. I got it. I just for some reason, I was determined to say Oak Grove, and I kept reading it. It's like I was dyslexic there for a minute. Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee, says, happy Easter, guys. Praise Jesus. And then Darlene from Decatur says, Phil, whenever you mention me calling about pulling out of Afghanistan, you do it with such honor. Oh, man. There she is. That's Darlene, who lost her son. That's going to tear me up now. Said, it brings me great comfort. Thank you for understanding our loss. Remember my son. Boy, she caught me off guard. Anyway, remember my son. And remember my son Josh's sacrifice, Gold Star mom of Staff Sergeant Joshua Rath. Darlene, love you. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for chiming in. And we love you and appreciate you. And we do honor your son's sacrifice. All right, let me jump back over and sort of move this topic through to conclusion after I recoup myself from Darlene's text. But Mike Pompeo, who, if you remember, Mike Pompeo is a military guy himself, spent time in Congress, became the CIA director under Trump's administration. And former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not sitting still with this whole thing about the Biden. By the way, did I see a headline right a minute ago that Biden left for vacation today?
Yeah, very under the radar, left for vacation right after all that came out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's going to have the Easter weekend back home or something, but that'll be just another one of those, 52 times he's taken a vacation in the first 2 years of office. But Mike Pompeo, he ain't sitting still on this. So Fox News has a piece dated yesterday. Pompeo torches Kirby. That's NSC spokesperson John Kirby. After the White House shifts the blame to Trump, which is still boggles my mind. How do you think you can get away with that? I mean, this to me, I told Charlene this morning, this is like the two kids and one of them breaks the lamp and then points the finger at the other guy. I mean, that's what this is. You broke the lamp. Own it. You did the thing. Own it. Trump wasn't in office for 6 to 7 months when all this went down. It's unbelievable to me. So former Secretary of State and under President Trump, Mike Pompeo, fired back at claims from the Biden administration that Trump had constrained, that's the word they're using, constrained the conditions of the U.S. pullout. Mike Pompeo, who also served as CIA director under Trump, said he wasn't surprised by Kirby's tactics, saying that President Biden and members of his administration routinely blame anyone but themselves. By the way, how many people lost their jobs over this? That would be none. The only place in the world where you can fail this much and fail up is in government, especially in a Biden administration. And I guess because letting somebody go would be like an admission that things hadn't gone well. So they don't want to do that. I mean, that defeats the narrative, right? But Pompeo said, here's his quote. He said, "I am outraged by the fact that 13 Americans that were killed there didn't have to happen. And President Biden made the political decision to announce the date of the withdrawal, to publicize it, and then to withdraw, in spite of the fact that the military clearly had told him this was a likely outcome." So, yeah, if you remember, he didn't just say, you know, start moving troops quietly. Let's begin to solidify our conditions on the ground. No. He said, we're going to be out by so-and-so date, which meant the Taliban's like, oh, Lord, we got a mark on the calendar. We can move forward. You tell your enemies what you're doing? If you're going to project to that degree, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to capitalize on the fact that you just announced your plans. Pompeo said that Kirby was just wrong and that ceding Bagram Air Base was a geopolitical catastrophe with long-term, far-reaching consequences. And I also point out, too, they're talking about Trump's plan. What they refuse to acknowledge is that Trump's plan was a conditions-based plan. In other words, Trump didn't say, we're leaving by a certain date. He said, we'll leave when certain things are done. When this happens, when that happens, when you pull back here, when you stop doing that, when boots on the ground say this, then we'll start working towards pulling out. And he said that Trump's plan was sabotaged basically by the Biden administration. And I completely agree. And I think anybody with a modicum of sense, in fact, something that we didn't play earlier in the show, we had General Jack Keane's commentary from a Fox News interview yesterday. And I played that. And we kind of dissected it a little bit. He was solid, man. What you didn't hear him say, though, was any young captain on the ground could have told you this was a really bad idea. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It doesn't take somebody who's, you know, been, you know, in uniform for 40 years to know what strategic value looks like and to know what bad plans are going to bring to fruition if you're not careful. And now we've got it on the ground. Stories here from the Daily Caller, from Fox News, from Voice of America News. You've got things right now. Persecution on the ground is horrible again. Women are being subjugated again. Taliban recently went in, according to Fox News, just a few days ago, and closed down Afghanistan's only woman-run radio station because they dared to play music during Ramadan. I'm not sure how that diminishes the value of your faith, but the Taliban has shut down a woman-run radio station in Afghanistan, the only one in the country, for playing music during Ramadan. And it's just... it just boggles the mind. The United Nations is telling its Afghan staff they need to stay home. This is dated yesterday, until the Taliban clarifies what its ban on female aid workers really means. So, yeah, the Taliban won't allow female aid workers to be there because, I don't know, Taliban. And then this. Pentagon says it learned valuable lessons from Afghanistan withdrawal. Well, that's good. This is dated yesterday. I would hope they learned something. It's amazing to me, though, that they didn't learn that they need some new leadership. It's amazing to me they didn't learn anything in the last year and a half. It took a report to tell them. And they say that the experience underscores that conducting contingency planning and all that is high risk. Yeah, well, whatever. It's a military operation. We live high risk. All right, folks, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and wrap this up. It is Good Friday, and I am not going to end on that note. We're going to talk about just other stuff when we get back. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.